Welcome. You're listening to a podcast of the Baha'is of Florida's Emerald Coast. I'm Ron Fraser. What you're going to hear today is the soundtrack from a 30-minute film that I just finished called Why We Are Baha'is. It's going to be on the local cable TV system here in Florida. More than half of the people that you're going to hear are people that I actually interviewed. There's a few others that I took from a Baha'i website called Baha'iVideo.com. It's Baha'iVideo.com. And so if you want to see what these lovely people look like, some of them are on that website in the interview section. So here it goes. I hope you enjoy it.
You know, if somebody were to ask me why I'm a Baha'i, you know, the main reason I would have to give is that I believe in Baha'u'llah and who he said he was. You know, Baha'u'llah is an Arabic name that means the glory of God. And Baha'u'llah lived in the 1800s in Persia, what is now Iran. And, you know, when you tell somebody that you're Baha'i and you believe in Baha'u'llah, you know, automatically what some people think is, uh-oh, what's this? That's a weird-sounding name and so forth. But, I think what people have to realize is that the name is an Arabic name. And if you were to say Christ in Arabic, it would sound very different. It wouldn't be Christ. It wouldn't be Jesus. But anyway, Baha'u'llah, you know, taught about the fact that God has sent divine teachers to all of humanity, and that he has sent these divine teachers to help do two things. One is to unite all human beings with their creator as one of the central things. And then the second major thing being to unite human beings with each other. And Baha'u'llah said that this was in fact the purpose of religion throughout the ages. And so when Baha'u'llah came and said that he was the return of the same spirit that had been in Christ, the same spirit that had been in Moses, the same spirit that had been in Abraham, in Buddha, in Zoroaster, in Krishna, in Muhammad, that was a claim that no one should take lightly, you know, because having studied the sciences myself, you know, being an engineer, I'm very data-based and analytical when I look at any claim that is made of any sort. And for Baha'u'llah to make a claim that he was a manifestation or a prophet of God, and had come to the world to bring God's most recent teachings to humanity, I mean, this is the type of claim that you can't dismiss lightly, because there's no middle ground on the claim. You know, either the guy was a complete lunatic or he was telling the truth. And so really when I think about why I'm a Baha'i, it really comes back to believing in the proofs of Baha'u'llah, the proofs that he gave about who he was, because he is the supreme redeemer of men. He is the Christ spirit returned in the glory of the Father. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the most great shepherd who has come to bring all of God's children under one fold and one shepherd. And you know, the claims he made impact my very existence and my very being. And the reason that I try to be who I am and the reason I try to live an upright life, I mean, all of his teachings directly motivate me to do the things I do. And it's because of my belief in him and the fact that he was a divine messenger and that he did come to help unlock the solutions to the world's problems and to unlock all the mysteries that are latent within each and every one of us as individuals.
Why am I excited? I think that excitement is a scary word. I'd like to call it, I always thought excitement is the material counterfeit of dedication. It's a little phrase I learned at a Baha'i conference. Excitement doesn't necessarily translate into a dedication, but I feel dedicated when as a Baha'i, because the message is so contemporary, and yet it echoes all the messages of the past. It makes sense of the whole world, of the history of the world, of humanity and of religion and of God and spirituality, and then brings it to such a contemporary, such a vital, vibrant time in our lives. And it's optimistic. That's why I'm excited. The Baha'i Faith is so optimistic that I don't see doom and gloom at the end of it. I see struggle and growing pains. And so when I see the world decaying in front of me, I feel the excitement of coming of age. I feel the excitement of a new phase, a new cycle. And that is really, in essence, the teachings of the Baha'i Faith, that we're living in a new age, in a new time, and we may be able to, through struggle, realize unity and peace and oneness, which are some of the principles that excite me because they're so contemporary.
I was raised a Christian, and I became so frustrated with that, even though I never stopped loving Jesus. And I began to realize as I got older all the many different religions that seem to have a huge amount of truth in them, and the Native American cultures who believed all their various beliefs about God and all those sorts of things. And I just felt so lacking that only one faith could be right, until I discovered the Baha'i Faith. And we try to incorporate all religions, just like Mahatma Gandhi was saying when they asked him what his religion was. I'm a Jew, I'm a Christian, I'm a Hindi, I'm a Muslim. Well, I'm a Baha'i, and I believe it incorporates all of those things. Being a Baha'i gives me the belief, the ideal, that we actually might have world peace one day, because it's a focus where we can all build on what we believe in, and how we get along, and what we can do with that. I hope you'll join us.
People hear about the Baha'i principles, that Baha'u'llah came to unite humanity, that he came to put an end to war, that he came to put an end to all kinds of prejudice, all kinds, religious, national, gender, racial, all kinds, that he came to establish the equality of men and women, the equality of all peoples, that he came to establish universal brotherhood, that we are all one. He said, the earth is but one country and mankind its citizens. People hear these things and nobody's going to disagree with them, right? Everybody's going to say, these are wonderful principles. But sometimes people say, these are wonderful principles, but this is utopia. There's no way that this can happen. And what I want to say to those people is that Baha'u'llah has already done that. That there are already about 200 national communities all over the world from different religious backgrounds, different nationalities, of course, different racial backgrounds, who are living in peace, who are living in unity, who have this kind of brotherhood and fellowship and love in the communities. And I can give you the addresses of these communities.
I really feel passionate about the Baha'i Faith because everyone seems so close together, like a family. And it's wonderful everyone is willing to accept each other's opinions, and no one's trying to enforce their own beliefs on anybody else. And another aspect of the Baha'i Faith that I really, really like is the diversity. You can go into some churches, you'll see all black people, all white people, but here you'll see people from India or Africa or Iran, and it's just very encouraging. And I just think that the Baha'i Faith is just, it's so much knowledge that it gives you.
One of the aspects about the Baha'i faith that's very important to me is something that's very special to my heart. And that's the fact that when I was a kid, when I was in church, the way they taught us was that we should look for the return of Christ. It's that feeling when you recognize the return of Christ that is the most happiest moment that I can recall in my life. I mean, it's like your heart fluttering. It's like a bird that's flying with a group. That bird knows that it's a part of the group, but it also knows why it's a part of the group. The Baha'i faith is like that to me. It lets me know that I'm a part of the world and that God promises that Christ made have been fulfilled. It's the most unique thing that I can think of because it unifies the whole world. And this faith is what was promised. And because of that, mankind, if we turn towards it, then all of the things will fall into place. Little children, they won't have to starve. They won't have to be in places that are so desolated that you even put animals there. The Baha'i faith is an awakening. It's awakening the blind to the supreme qualities that God has sent down through Baha'u'llah. Baha'u'llah is simply the answer to the prayer. And it's from prayer from the beginning of the Bible. It goes through the Quran. It goes through the Bahá'í. It goes through all of those things. And it brings us the answers to make this world a better place.
Okay. The faith, to me, gives me the answers that help me make it through the day. When we look at the world falling down around us, we have to find the answers in our life, in our own search, to keep us going and to give us hope. And if I can condense it to one word, the Baha'i faith gives me hope.
In my investigation, I was most interested in the person of Baha'u'llah. Who was he and what authority did he have? Was he really from God? And I opened my heart. I had already prayed to Jesus. I believed that Jesus would never leave me. So I continued my investigation. I proceeded on with this burning desire in my heart to know, which I had never felt before, not since I was 6 years old in Sunday school, when I really recognized who Jesus was. So I felt the same voice talking to me. As I read Baha'u'llah's words, I was most interested in Baha'u'llah's words. I didn't want to go to a fireside. I didn't want to hear anybody talk about him. I wanted to read it for myself. Somehow I knew that I would be able to recognize his words if he spoke again. This book, Gleanings of the Writings of Baha'u'llah, is the book that I held tightly under my arm. This particular edition is a new one. It's a compact edition, which saves me about, 10 pounds of books on the road. But the original version that I had was twice this big. I had it under my arm. I had it with me everywhere I went for about 6 months. And I understood in my heart that Baha'u'llah's words were true. But it took a while for me to convince my brain that I was going to have to make changes in my life, that I was going to have to stand up and testify, as Jesus had told his disciples to do, because this is new. It's in the future, it will be as Christianity was supposed to be and as Islam was supposed to be, a universal religion, when in fact Baha'u'llah says that religion is universal and it is one. There's only one religion. That there is God, like the sun that's shining on my face. And the reason that I can have the illumination from the sun is because the rays are very gentle. They give me exactly what I need. But if I were to proceed towards the sun, I would only get, a few million miles away because I would disintegrate. In fact, I personally can't even get out of this atmosphere because I can't breathe any closer. The same as God is all-knowing and all-powerful, we can only absorb infinitesimal amount of his energy and his power. So God has created an entity called a manifestation. It is a being that is created human, but with the ability to reflect all of God's attributes. And these are the words that Baha'u'llah says in this book, Gleanings, and in his other books. These teachings are just dear to my heart, you know, that they clarify a lot of things. There's no reason for me to, there is a reason for me to support Islam, for me to support Christianity, for me to uphold the faith of the Jews. The essential unity of all of them is very clear to me now, because God has sent another named Baha'u'llah, and he has told me these things. So that's my story in a nutshell.
When I was a teenager, the question occurred to me, would I have been a follower of Christ? Would I have known him and followed him? And I felt fortunate that I didn't need to make that choice, that because of my parents and my grandparents, I already knew Christ and I already loved him. But I became aware that the time might come. He promised us he was going to come again, and his sheep would hear his voice and know him and follow him. And I very much wanted to be one of his sheep. And I started wondering, how would I know him? How would I follow him? And then I met the Baha'is a number of years later. And the Baha'is told me that Baha'u'llah, the glory of God, is in fact the return of that spirit of Jesus Christ. And I started wondering if in fact I was going to follow Baha'u'llah. Was this Jesus? And I picked up a Baha'i prayer book and started reading the prayers. And I knew immediately that these prayers had to be from God. And I wanted to follow Baha'u'llah. And I heard his voice and I followed him. And I've been a Baha'i now for 35 years. And every day I read the Baha'i prayers. And every day they convince me that this is in fact the religion of God for today, for me. Thank you.
And it had always bothered me when I was going to different churches throughout my life, and I kept changing churches because I couldn't understand why each church seemed to have a different God. It concerned me, and I had a lot of trouble with my spirituality in that. And a friend of mine sent me a book, and knowing my dilemma, she sent me a book called Thief in the Night. I read this book, and it came so clear to me that I had found contentment. I researched everything in this book that this man wrote about, and he talked about there being only one God, and everything that he said in the book, it just went along with what I was thinking, and I thought, this has to be the most wonderful faith, that because it left me content. And it talked about there only being one God, and that we're all brothers and sisters. And it talked about the diversity of people. And this I liked. I felt spiritually connected. I felt like I had found my home with my spirituality.
One thing that I've really enjoyed about the Baha'i faith is this whole idea of being a world citizen. You know, you can really relate, I can really relate to people who are all the way around the world, you know, culturally, religiously. There's a spiritual connection, and we're all one, and it's really great. The earth is but one country, and mankind has its citizens.
The thing I like the most about the Baha'i faith is that the community actually embodies one of the main teachings, which is unity. Whenever I'm around any Baha'is, new, old, people that I've known all my life or that I've just met, I always get a sense of community, of unity among the members. And that is one of my favorite things about the Baha'i faith.
The thing I really love about the Baha'i faith is just wherever you go, you'll get this amazing, like, diversity of people that, you know, from all different backgrounds, and there's no prejudice or anything between them. The Baha'i Faith, like, has this amazing power of uniting people together, and, you know, all the differences just go away, and we just come into this, like, this one human family. And and also the Baha'i writings, like the prayers and tablets, all the hidden words of Baha'u'llah and the Bab and Abdul Baha, no matter what you're going through, they will sustain you through tests and difficulties and just help you progress, keep progressing spiritually so that you can grow closer to God and help you through life. And
I have been a Baha'i for about 10 years. I had been searching different faiths, and some of the faiths require me to wear certain things to participate. Others require I take certain items off, like earrings and that, in order to participate. And I was feeling very distressed on the fact that why would we have to dress a certain way to participate in a faith or a church? And then eventually I came across the Baha'i Faith. I read The Thief of the Night. I realized that this was the right faith for this ancient time. I realized that this faith teaches us to be accepted of everybody else around us in the world, and that we are in connection to the whole human race. The whole human race is, you know, part of the Lord, a God, and that we all believe in the same God. As the years have gone through, I have learned that I belong and stay in this faith because I believe this to be the true faith for me. And I believe that it has taught me to accept myself, to accept that I am really, really a child of God, and that I will move on to the next spiritual world, and that we all can be good to each other and not feel superior to anybody else, but we are superior and equals. And I have learned that nature is the tapestry of the earth God gave us, our home. I believe that it is our home, that that's where you can find more tranquility than anything else.
And I'm not actually Baha'i, but I came because I find it all very interesting. I really like how all the religions are equal, and it doesn't discriminate against everybody. I used to go to a non-denominational Christian church, and they used to tell us that everybody else was wrong, and everyone who didn't believe us was going to hell, and I just couldn't agree with that. I just couldn't, and I felt bad for everyone else, so I love it. I think it's really cool how everyone's right, no matter what they believe in. They're just right. I like it.
You should be an actress.
I was born Catholic in Mexico City, 1952. And as a Catholic, I think we were taught very much to have faith in God, to believe in God, but we really didn't know much about his teachings. And it took many years of discovering that God not only sends a messenger to one people, but to all people. He sends it to the people of Africa, to the people of America, to the people of Europe, the Middle East, Asia. Yet, we're taught that there's only one true religion, and which was the Catholic Church at that time. And that was a little troublesome for me, because most of my friends weren't Catholic. And so that, I think, began my search to find some answer as to why I was going to heaven and everybody was going to hell. Because I didn't want to be in heaven without my friends. So as I began to investigate, I began to look into the teachings of different religions, and you find that their spiritual teachings are essentially the same. God's teaching all of us to love one another, to live in harmony, to respect one another, to devote our lives in service of humanity. Most of the religions teach this. All the religions teach this. Where they differed was in their social teachings. How you're supposed to bathe, how long your hair is supposed to be, what role you play in the family and things like that. Well, as we evolved and we've grown from tribes to city, state to nations, our role in society has changed. And this is where the change in religion comes in. But I think very importantly, where are we today? Today we're at the point where we need a world civilization. We can no longer live behind the boundaries of nations. Somehow, these nations have to become states of one world government, one world civilization, one world culture. My culture is not the best. Your culture is not the best. All our cultures together is the only way we can move into this new millennium that we're moving towards. There has to be some way to connect us together where we can cross these barriers of race, religion, sex, language. There has to be some bridges to connect us together into this new world order inaugurated by Baha'u'llah, announced by Jesus, announced by Muhammad, by Buddha, by Krishna, by Zoroaster, by Moses. All the great religions have announced a promised day, a day of peace, a day when God will come and judge us. Now Baha'u'llah says that this is the day in which we will be judged by what our own hands have brought. So today we're faced in judgment of what we have sowed into the earth and the harvest that it's bringing. And the harvest is showing that we have today is racial animosity, animosity towards different religions, towards different nations, towards the extreme wealth and extreme poverty. And Baha'u'llah says that he is the divine physician with the remedies to cure all these illnesses. So my plea to all of you is to investigate truth with your own hearts. You can no longer live in a world where you accept truth based on what your parents or what your family has inherited. There has to be that point where you go deep inside of yourself and you look for an answer, for a truth that you yourself can hold on to and believe in, and a truth that you can test, that you can put to the proof. The truth that I found, the Baha'i Faith, I challenge anyone to prove it wrong. I don't think it can be done. Baha'u'llah comes with the remedy for the illnesses that I have as an individual, for the illnesses that I have as a people, for the illnesses that the world has as collective people, collective cultures, collective religions. The path that I understood, what affected me strongly, was the Baha'u'llah said, O son of spirit, my first counsel is this: possess a pure, kindly, and radiant heart, that thine may be a sovereignty, ancient, imperishable, and everlasting. So the beginning of this road, the beginning of this journey, is the human heart. If it doesn't start there at the heart, it's not going to have any substance. And the next thing he says, that the most beloved of all things in my sight is justice. Turn not away therefrom. We need to be just in our search for truth. We cannot treat it haphazardly. We cannot go into the next world and tell God, well, I would have searched more fervently if I had known you really existed. I would have searched more fervently if my parents had given me a better understanding. We have to go there with the conscious that we did everything in our power to understand what our purpose was in this life, and we tried our best to fulfill it.
Listening to the podcast of the Baha'is of Florida's Emerald Coast. If you'd like to learn more about the Baha'i Faith, the international site is baha'i.org. You'll find information about the faith, and there's also links to the Baha'i communities in several dozen countries around the world. Or check out our new blog at ecbp.blogspot.com. That's ecbp.blogspot.com. There's links to Baha'i websites and some great Baha'i podcasts. You can phone us if you want to talk to a human. Call 1-800-22-UNITE, or in Florida, call 850-543-2129. You can leave us a voicemail toll-free at 866-590-4545. Or email us at panhandlebahais@aol.com. Thanks for listening. Get together. We're going to have a good time for Baha'u'llah. Glory of